Days like this are rather common across the Northeast during the winter season. It has been mostly cloudy, a few snow showers have occurred in spots, temperatures are running close to 30 degrees, and a gusty wind is making it feel rather chilly. There's still a large upper-level low-pressure system located across the Northeast. There have been a number of disturbances spinning around that upper-level low, and that is keeping things fairly cloudy at the moment, though there are some clear spots as well. We have a large storm that's located southeast of the Canadian Maritimes, and to our west, there's an area of high pressure across the Great Lakes. Airflow around low pressure is counterclockwise, and the airflow around high pressure is clockwise, and that's what is generating that gusty north and northwesterly wind right now. Coming up tonight, that upper level low is not going to move very far, so we'll still see plenty of clouds, there will be some breaks and spots, and there's still a chance for a few scattered snow showers. I'm not expecting the snow shower activity to be too heavy, though there's always the chance for a light dusting of snow in some locations. Overnight lows will be in the teens and 20s, and it'll still be a bit on the breezy side. And during the day tomorrow, that upper level low will ease its grip a little bit, so it's still going to be pretty cloudy, though I'm optimistic that there will be some more sunshine mixing in with the clouds than we saw today. It'll be another breezy day, and temperatures will be in the 20s and low 30s. Of course, with that wind, it will feel even colder. And then on Friday into Saturday, an area of low pressure is going to emerge off the East Coast. It still appears that that storm will track far enough south of Long Island to have no impact on our weather locally, so I'm forecasting quiet weather conditions for Friday and Saturday. Both days will be seasonably cold, with temperatures running mainly in the 20s and 30s. We'll be pretty close to the 30-degree mark in the capital region, and it looks like the seasonably cold weather should carry on into the early part of next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, breezy and seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, breezy and seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and seasonably cold, with highs in the low 30s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny and seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.